Pronoun. A pronoun stands in place for a noun. In a way, pronouns save time and allow you to refer to a person, place, thing, or idea without repeating the same word over and over again. Let's look at an example paragraph without pronouns. Sarah likes going to the gym. When Sarah goes to the gym, Sarah likes to use the treadmill. Sarah always runs for at least 30 minutes when Sarah is exercising. Afterward, Sarah feels exhausted. Now let's look at the same paragraph with a few pronouns sprinkled in. Sarah likes going to the gym. When she goes to the gym, Sarah likes to use the treadmill. Sarah always runs for at least 30 minutes when she is exercising. Afterward, she feels exhausted. It sounds a lot better with pronouns, doesn't it? However, just like nouns, pronouns can be divided into different categories. There are 7 primary types of pronouns. Personal pronouns. Personal pronouns replace people and things. They can be subdivided into subject pronouns and object pronouns. Subject examples. I, you, we, they, he, she, it. Object examples. Me, you, us, them, him, her, it. Possessive pronouns. Possessive pronouns show ownership of something. Examples. Mine, yours, ours, theirs, his, hers, its. Reflexive pronouns. Reflexive pronouns are used when a subject performs an action on itself. Examples. Myself, yourself, ourselves, themselves, himself, herself, itself. Relative pronouns. Relative pronouns start a clause. A clause with a relative pronoun usually provides additional information about a noun. Examples. Who, whom, which, that, whose. Demonstrative pronouns. Demonstrative pronouns modify a noun. There are only 4 demonstrative pronouns in English. Examples. This, that, these, those. Interrogative pronouns. Interrogative pronouns replace nouns in a question. Examples. Who, which, what, whom, whose. Indefinite pronouns. Indefinite pronouns refer to non-specific things in a general way. Examples. Anyone, anything, everything.